There's that very scary word on your sheet now that says sermon. I'm not going to preach a sermon. I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to talk to you about water. I don't know if you've ever been without water and not known where to get the next bit of water from. If you have lived in Africa or in the West Indies or even in Brazil, you'll know that there are people who walk miles and miles and miles for water. And there's nothing more terrifying than not knowing where your next glass of water is going to come from. And you won't live very long without it. Well, when Jill and I went to the desert, another desert now in South Africa, there are lots of deserts, to a place called Kuruman. It was a very dry, dusty place, and we travelled for about 6 hours from Johannesburg, and most of the time all you can see is sand and a few withered trees, you know, those acacia trees with the big thorns that only the giraffes can eat, because that's all that can survive. And then we got to Kuruman, which, for those of you who like history, is where David Livingstone met his wife, who was the daughter of Robert Moffat, a missionary. And in Kuruman, everywhere is green. In the middle of the desert, it's bright green. And there are two things that I want you to remember about this. The first is that the reason for the greenness is that in the middle of Kuruman, there is a well. And that well produces 2 million liters of water a day. And it even does that in the deepest droughts in South Africa. And nobody knows where that water comes from. And it's called Die Oog, which is Afrikaans for the eye. Because it's like an eye in the middle of the rock. And this water just comes up. Clean, pure, deep blue water. And there's so much of it that they don't know what to do with it. So what do? Well, they drink it and they cook with it and they nourish the town with it. But what's left over, they water all the grass verges of the town every day, all day. There are these sprinklers going. And so the whole place is green because there is so much water that they don't know what to do with it. And Jesus said to the Samaritan woman, I am like that. I am life, I am water, I am food, I am energy, I am light. And if you walk with me, if you stay with me, if you live with me, you will never dry out. You will never dry up. Now, there's something I need to tell you that I haven't yet told you about St. Andrew's Chesterton. And that is, if you depend on it, one day you will dry up. If you depend on Nick, one day you will dry up. Nothing against you, Nick. If you depend on church or I could go on, you will dry up. But if you stay close to Jesus, you will never dry up because Jesus is like the Oog. He is the eye, the source, the fountain, the spring of life-giving water that will refresh you in the hardest droughts of life. And that's the first thing. It's very simple. And it's funny how easy it is for us as Christians to stray away from Jesus and to begin to depend on church or ourselves or our gifts or the choir or the prayer group or whatever else it is, all good things, but aren't life-giving like Jesus is. The second thing about the Die Oog is this, that just outside Kuruman is the mission station which Moffat and David Livingstone and his wife Mary set up. And the old printing machine that printed the first Bibles in Setswana is still there. Ground out these thousands of Bibles by means of which most of the people of that area are now Christians. But the thing that always strikes me is that from Die Oog, there is a channel, a stone channel, that the Moffats and the Livingstones built down to the mission station, and it runs all day, every day, straight into the vegetable patch, you could say. And we are like that, because the second thing that Jesus says to the Samaritan woman is that I will be water for you, into you, but then Jesus says, out of you will flow living water. And he says it again later on in chapter 7 of John's Gospel. So water in is Jesus. Water out is us as the conduits, the channels, that take the water to all the mission stations. And in your case, you are those channels. And this channel in Kuruman still works. You are the channel out into Chesterton. So Jesus says, yes, be refreshed. Know that I will always be there for you. Millions and millions of gallons of water. Liters, sorry. We're metric now, aren't we? But as importantly, through you, and only through you, Chesterton will be refreshed. Just to change the image to end, years and years and years ago, we had a big rally, a Christian rally in Port of Spain in Trinidad, at which the preacher was a Franciscan monk. And he told the story, which you probably all know, but it still catches me, of Jesus in heaven, having ascended and sitting at the right hand of his Father and having a chat with an angel, as I'm sure Jesus does. And the angel says, Jesus, now that you're back up here, how will your living water reach all those people who are out there who are not yet refreshed by the Holy Spirit? And Jesus says, well, angel, I don't know what the angel's name was. You see, I've got this organization down there called the church, and it's full of people who are full of my spirit, full of my water, full of my life. And they are the ones who will channel that water and bring it to the thirsty people of Cambridge and England and the world. And the angel says, Jesus, but what if they don't do it? And Jesus says, I have no other plan. If you don't channel the water into Chesterton, Jesus hasn't got a plan B. You are Jesus's plan A, B, C, D, and all the way down to Z. So be refreshed this weekend, but also be challenged, because without you, God's work will not be completed. God's choice, your challenge and mine. Amen.